tearing it up back there.
All right, I know we want to wrap up our last segment by reading some of these texts. Which ones are you going to read, Frank?
There's so many good ones. I like the first one I'm going to lead with here is, every question from a woman is a loaded question. I love that one.
That can be true.
That is so true.
That can be true.
Do you like any of these? There's some little advice here.
Librarian.
We have one from the 214. It says, what is a GGG? A GGG is a term coined by sex columnist Dan Savage to represent the qualities that he thinks makes a good sexual partner.
GGG?
Yeah, the GGG spot. Stands for good, giving, and game. Think good in bed, giving of equal time and equal pleasure, and game for anything.
Within reason.
Right.
I kind of like that. GGG.
I totally do.
Well, that's a perfect segue for our next guest, Dr. Marina Costina, who has a book coming out, The G-Spot of Your Soul. And just hearing the G-Spot makes me a little uncomfortable, but I think that's good.
Does it, though? Are you not in touch with your...
Womanhood? I'm just kind of shy when it comes to that. That's like personal.
Happy heart. Really?
I know.
You say it all. You have no problem putting your life out there, and you're squeamish of the G-spot?
Well, no.
And we're not talking sexual, folks. We're talking about the soul G-spot.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was talking about the other one.
see, you are dirtier than you think you are.
But we are, we're switching to the G-spot of your soul. Hello, Dr. Marina.
Hey, Doc.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. How are you?
I love this discussion already because this book got me in trouble already.
Oh, has
I love the title. And that was the first question I was asked. How much flack have you gotten for the double entendre here?
It's amazing, which only proves that this book is needed in the world because people have a very strong opinion, you know, and usually often negative opinion, especially women. Because we women are conditioned to not really be in touch with our bodies and somehow have shame about our bodies. I mean, just G-spot, the word itself.
Like me, I got all uncomfortable with it. I'm like, oh, Frank just asked me about my G-spot.
But it's a part of our anatomy,
I've been
right?
talking about it all week.
Frank doesn't have any problem
no,
with that.
No, not at all. But I mean, did you give it thought before, especially in the climate we live in today with the Me Too movement and women empowerment being so strong? Are you gotten any negative, like posts on it? And people,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Every day. You know, and I think that that's a confirmation when you really actually have a voice and when you have something to say, you really create those people, you know, like those reactions.
Well, it's uncomfortable. And a lot of times it's just based in ignorance for just lack of a better word. So with this book, what exactly is the G-spot of your soul?
Yes. Thank you for asking that. So, you know, I look at at this book, it's a combination of research, but also energy, because I combine, you know, my traditional background and, you know, research and all of the...
What is your background?
You know, I have a doctorate degree. I studied distance learning, actually, where I started seeing that at the distance, energy travels. We can really...
So like quantum energy?
That's where I got into later. And so then I started doing the healing, and I'm also a biohealer, energetic healer. So I kind of combined both worlds in this book, and I show that the sexual energy actually is connected to our creative energy, to our spirituality. It's not really only about sex. It's about how we communicate with the world.
So when you talk about that sexual energy, I think a lot of people are familiar with that feeling when you walk into a room and you meet someone and you just feel that energy right away.
Yes.
That's what you studied, and that's what we're going to learn in the book?
Sexual energy in specific?
Well, you know, sexual energy as a producer of, you know, is a connector to your life purpose. You connect, because, you know, our sexuality is our individuality, is the way that we interact with the world. And it's, in a way, our code that we communicate with the universe. But in our society, especially women, are shamed about our sexuality. Our sexuality is too powerful, you know. Throughout all history, women who exuded that sexual power were called witches, you know, often. And, you know, were, you know, somehow punished. And we learned how to not be in touch with our bodies, with our desires.
To bury it.
Yeah.
And not bring it out.
To give to everybody and forget about ourselves. Often I have clients ask,
the most powerful stories in history revolve around women who were in touch with, like Cleopatra and
absolutely,
like the stories of Achilles and, oh, and the wars that were started in Greece over a woman.
That is, you know, the, like, women's power.
That is the woman's power. Yes. I think women are way more powerful
of
than men.
Of course. And we, I'm sorry to say, but women can create energy not only for themselves, but for people around them. And that's why it's so dangerous, yes, to have them love each other. And that's why society puts us against each other in competition, because otherwise we're too powerful.
Does society do that, or does the women do it to each other?
I think women are conditioned by society. We grew up in society. Look at us. We girls, we like to play together. Mm-hmm. We like being together.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you, to be honest, because no, you could see it in, you could see it in kindergarten. My daughter is 5 years old,
mm-hmm,
and already there is the kind of competition going on. I mean, what does she know about
society?
She's
mimicking somebody. She is mimicking.
Yes.
We grew up, we really, tomorrow I have a book launch event. And at that event, that is the whole point of all of us women come together and just plug into that energy, what we create together, you know?
Yeah.
And we are so powerful. That is why we are shamed. That's why we're disconnected from our desires.
Dr. Marina, do you think that there's a shift in that women are coming together, and it may have been initiated by the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. Women are coming together and supporting, because you see all over social media these posts or these memes about, you know, women supporting each other.
Yes.
And just being there for each other. Do you think that there's been a shift toward that?
I think it's been a shift maybe publicly. I think that women do tend to support each other. We do also tend to compare ourselves. That's how we're also conditioned, because we're only proposed maybe one or two standards of how we're supposed to look and behave. And I think that that's the point of this book, is that find the G-spot of your soul. You know, you need to be happy.
Is it just for women?
No, actually, thank you for asking. There are several men who read it. It is a lot about just how you are interacting with the world.
Yeah.
How do you, you know, connect with your, you know, divine, whatever you want to call that, right? Whatever that is, something higher than you. How do you channel that to this world?
I think what's interesting is the subject that we were just talking about, mm-hmm, about the best excuse or the best reason for cheating that I've ever heard,
uh-huh,
that article that we were discussing, they basically said it was, and they didn't use the term midlife crisis, but it was basically people, men or women, that are looking for some kind of life transformation. Like, they feel like they are not living their life purpose.
Long-term relationship,
yes,
right?
They feel it with themselves personally.
Yeah.
Has nothing, mm-hmm, to do with their spouse. Like, they could be totally happy with their spouse, but they're not happy with themselves.
Absolutely.
And so they look to another relationship to make them feel better about themselves. So how much in this book are we going to learn about discovering our life purpose?
You actually are. There are activities where you are, it's a hands-on kind of book. I don't want you to read it and put it on the shelf and it's like collecting dust. I want you to take it and start taking action.
Okay.
So there is a diamond formula that I give you. So you actually go through the stage and hopefully it will help you. Yeah. And the about cheating, I think that the problem is also society puts us teaches us how to blame outside environment as opposed to look at ourselves. And
uh-huh,
again, with the connection with something higher than you.
Interesting. You know, as a guy who's fully in touch with his feminine being.
You are.
I know my...
Are you sensing his feminine,
yes,
energy?
I am. I
no, totally.
It.
I mean, listen, in my trade, I'm a, you know, designer by trade, and I, mm-hmm, work with lots of feminine product and, well, not that kind of feminine product, but, you know, like, I'm in fabric shops. I'm looking at linens. I'm looking, you know, it's kind of a stereotypical, you're either a gay male or you're a female in my industry, and I'm none of those. You know,
mm-hmm,
but I am, to me, I've embraced a lot of all of that. And I, you know, I could sit here and listen to this conversation and somehow can relate, but can't relate, because I could see woman in a sexual way, but I can also see her as a human and respect. And I think I was fortunate enough to early on, in like when I was 18, I had a female mentor and a female Buddhist a spiritual like mentor who like took me under her wing. And there was zero sexuality attached to it, but she empowered me, and she was a lawyer, and she was, you know, studying, mm-hmm, shamanism, and just literally like filled my brain with respect women, learn everything, you know, like just filled me with all this positive, great stuff.
Oh, that's great. Every guy should have one.
Trust me. So I have the balance of that, but I'm also alpha too. So, like, I love my wife and I love, you know, getting down and dirty. You know, like, I respect all of it. Mm-hmm. So it's hard sometimes to, like, hear, like, you know, women feel like they need to bond together, where it's like, no, you guys are amazing and you're awesome. There's no need for all of the societal pressure and, like, now everyone hates men, you can't say anything. And
I agree with you. You know, I grew up in Russia, so I have that very European also background. So I love walking in the street and when somebody tells me I'm beautiful, you know, and I really don't want that to get to the, so there should be a balance. And mm-hmm. I think that right now it's a normal stage of what we're, you know, as a society going through. Mm-hmm. It is where women finally get their right to be together, right? But I also hope that eventually we're going to be not against anybody.
It seems like the pendulum has shifted so far one way that it might be coming back the other way to where we're in a good balance.
Yes, I think so.
All right. Well, we are going to talk more with you. Dr. Marina is here, and we're talking about her book, G-Spot of Your Soul. If you have any questions for her, you do energy work too, energy work. Mm-hmm. And so any life purpose questions, energy work questions, give us a call, 312-981-7200. More with Dr. Marina when we come back on 720 WGN. It's 852 WGN. Kathy and Frank, and we're talking with Dr. Marina.
Juicy topics, too.
Very, very. And we had a great conversation off the air, which we're going to share on the air, but we are going to go to a call. We've got Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What's your question for Dr. Marina?
So I've just been listening to your conversation, which is all very super powerful, and I can't wait to get this book. My question is, since she does a lot of energy work, does she believe or know anything about soulmates or twin flames or any of that kind of conversation?
Okay.
That's a wonderful question. Thank you so much. You know, there's so many different terms for that. So I really don't know which term I believe in. I just believe that there are people that are given to into our lives, not because they're doing something to us, but because they are meant to make us look at an aspect of ourselves that we buried and that we didn't deal yet with. So those people, and that's actually my dedication for this book. I dedicated this book to all of those wonderful teachers. You know, in Russia, we have a phrase, good teachers cost a lot. So that's the same thing. So thank you for all of those teachers who ever supposedly hurt me, betrayed me, abandoned me, because thank to these people, I could look into my soul, connect with my pain, and find that joie de vivre, you know, something that, you know, I have my spark back in my eyes.
I love how you said supposedly.
Yes.
I caught that.
Yes.
Why?
On purpose.
Yes. Why not definitely?
Because nobody does anything to us. You can, of course, it's an easy position, right? And the society teaches us to blame others, right? That's what we're going to blame. But then you never, as a soul, develop, because you outsource your responsibility for your development on somebody else. And that's kind of a scary concept for me.
Wow, that's so perfectly said.
Yes.
Thanks, Marie. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, because
Thank you, Marie.
So many people do have questions about soulmates, and they think that there's one person in this world for them, and I think there's multiple. I think that every person that comes into our lives on an emotional level is coming into our life for a reason, and if we're open to it, we can find out why. And sometimes it goes really, really deep and it gets to some stuff that you might not even have realized you need to deal with.
Absolutely. Nobody pushes our buttons more than the romantic relationship, right? We know that. We can be all cool by ourselves, no problem, and then we start dating.
Oh,
and
God.
When we fall in love. And here we go.
Yeah,
right?
There
all
we go.
Spiritual
exactly.
meditation all day long, forget about
Learned
it.
Learned so much.
I go to therapy. I've seen spiritual, you know, gurus, and I consider myself very spiritual and awake. But there is no bigger challenge that I've ever faced than being in a relationship. Absolutely. A real relationship where you can't run.
You and can't I think, go away, right.
Is it because relationships bring out the best and worst in us? And when that worst in us comes out, sometimes it's easy to attack your partner for just kind of bringing that out in us and using them as an excuse for bringing that out in us. But sometimes they're actually doing it for our benefit. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, in our Western society, we are conditioned that we should run away from negative emotions. But why? I mean, often negative emotions are the fastest way for us to find our purpose, to find the spots where, you know, we can perfect ourselves and
the
be
G
more
spot.
Successful. The G spot. Absolutely. You got to have, you know, some pain in order to know where your pleasure is. And
yes,
everything in this life has positive and negative. You can't have one without the other. So when we accept that, then we don't judge it. And then we need to push against it.
So the idea that, you know, most girls grow up in the Disney fantasy of the, you know, princess in a castle and the man that's going to come in, the, you know, the, with the steed and save her and take
right,
her to the
knight in shining armor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but that's when you talk about societal pressure and imagery, that's what most of the girls in America grow up with. And then, you know, they follow this romantic fantasy into their adulthood. And when they're let down over and over again.
Hello, The Notebook.
Yeah. Hello,
you watch the movie The Notebook and you think that life is going to be like that and that romantic and it doesn't always work out that way.
I think romantic is also something, it's a concept that's given to us by society. What is romantic to you? Like for me, to be honest with you, whatever you just described is not romantic. I'm not that girl. I never was like that princess. I'm kind of like, you know, jumping on the horse and, you know,
knocking
with
the guy
my man
off.
Together. Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
Dragging him behind you.
You know, so that's kind of romantic for me, you know. If I
so yeah, she would be a good one to talk fantasies with. We actually have to take a break, though, Kathy.
We do.
And then you want to hang around a little bit?
We do, because I want to ask a question. And it came up in just me doing a little bit of research on you. And I know that just asking this question is going to upset some women because they're going to hear it in a different way that it's intended. So I'm just going to set that up now.
And I'm just going to say 312-981-7200.
This could be stirring up some stuff.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay. It is 907. Kathy Horton, Frank Fontana.
Standing up for this.
Oh boy. Here
a little rerun
we go.
Dance.
Yeah, we've got Dr. Marina Costina, and she is the author of the new book coming out, Find the G-Spot of Your Soul. And I did not give you the proper introduction. I could go on and on talking about all the things that you've done.
We just jumped right into it.
Yeah, I mean, you're highly regarded internationally for your work as a motivational speaker, an energy healer, and a 7-time winner of the U.S. Department of Defense grants. Yeah, so you are a busy girl. And I love what you're doing to empower not only women, but men as well.
Yes.
You know, Frank asked a very good question. Is this for men as well? And I think that because of where we are in society now, we talked a little bit earlier about, is the pendulum shifting? We talked about Me Too, and I prefaced this by saying, I'm going to ask a question that is probably going to upset some people, especially women, but I want you to know that it is not the question you think I'm asking. So just have an open mind and pay close attention.
You're making me nervous.
To the question.
I know, I'm scared too.
That I'm asking. Well, because in reading a little bit more about your book and the work that you do and empowering women and helping women find their life purpose, helping women speak up for themselves, how many women do not live their lives for themselves? This is going to make me start to cry. I have got a dear friend who never puts herself first, ever. And she's not the only woman.
Welcome to all of my clients.
Oh, yeah. My wife is that too. I can't get her to give herself first. Like even if I did everything, she's just not that way. She puts the kids first. She puts me first. She puts everything first. And it's like, I could cry thinking about it too, because I want for her so badly to go take care of yourself. Go take time. Find it, you know, whatever your purpose is again, find the purpose again.
So many women do that. But I think, and this is the question that I'm going to ask, is it time for women to drop the victim role? Of course, I'm not talking about sexual abuse victims and that kind of abuse, that kind of victim. Mm-hmm. I want you to give your definition, because you know the question I asked, is it time for women to drop the victim role? Your definition of victim.
My definition of victim is when you outsource your responsibility for your life to somebody or something else outside of yourself.
Pointing the finger elsewhere.
Pointing the finger.
So yeah. Something has happened to you.
Yes.
And you feel like you have a right to be upset because you were a victim, and oh, this person should pay. And again, I'm not talking about serious
yes,
abuse.
Yes, of course.
But mm-hmm. just things in life where it's like, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't nice, that wasn't fair, and you focus so much on being a victim instead of getting out of that role and empowering yourself to move past being that victim, to live your authentic life.
Absolutely. Well, there are two issues with this. First of all, again, the society conditions us women that we need to give. Otherwise, we feel guilty. Guilt is a trap that is like such a female feeling
mm-hmm.
is guilt. And guilt blocks your second chakra, actually, where your pleasure is. Okay, just saying.
Hmm. Oh,
yeah. Just saying. But that's the problem, because when we are guilted, we don't have room for ourselves. And when we don't have room for ourselves, we cannot reflect onto ourselves. And the easiest solution is to point the finger. And also, women are creators of energy. When we are given energy and we don't take time to create energy, we're running on low. So, you know, and the woman is the one who actually saves the situation with her energy when in time of crisis.
Oh, you can sense the entire house is upside down.
Oh, yeah.
When the woman's out of alignment.
Yes.
We have happy life, happy wife.
It's the truest
it's
statement,
the true
in, the
statement
world.
In the world. And, you know, I always say that the woman can only be there in the time of crisis if in the time of peace she gives to herself. And we don't do that.
And she cannot rely on someone else to make her happy.
Absolutely. You can have the greatest man next to you, but if you're not giving to yourself, he can't do it for you. Nobody can do it for you.
Yes. I think that is such a huge statement.
Hey, Doc, you keep saying society's doing that. Society's putting mm-hmm. pressure. I would even take that a step closer to home and say your family, your parents, your ancestors, just thinking of personal situations, I could see the direct correlations of how a woman can act based on their parents. You know,
the way she grew
absolutely.
Up.
The way she grew mm-hmm. up, what the father, you know, did and what he allowed to be seen and how he treated and talked to women and then the mother and the daughter. I think that to me is probably, in my opinion, even more so the core of why that woman would have the issues, because, you know, as you grow up, you're going into society, yes, but your foundation is purely based on those early teachings, correct?
Yes, but then the family takes it from somebody else too, right? And we are, until the age of 7, our brain is so, like, in a theta state, we absorb yeah. everything. Mm-hmm. So even if your parents are loving and telling you you're beautiful and you're deserving, but if mom, for example, doesn't take time for herself, and that's what I watch, no matter how many compliments she gives to me, I will learn that I'm not allowed to have
right.
time for myself.
Exactly.
That it's a luxury that I just don't deserve.
So many women are guilted into taking care of everyone else, and that if they do take time for themselves, it's considered selfish.
Yeah.
And if you go get a massage, it's like, wow, look at you.
Yeah, fancy.
Going to get a massage.
Yeah.
And getting your nails done.
I must be a great guy then, because I'm all about it. Listen, there's nothing better than when my wife's in a great mood.
Of course. That's
like,
what
I live
most
for those
men
moments.
Want, and we women don't understand. And when we are not taken from a guy, we are actually cutting their masculine energy. By that, because, yeah. you know, the leaning forward kind of energy is giving, competing, whatever. It's the same energy, masculine energy. But we women, we have a hard time receiving mm-hmm. and leaning back sort of way, creating that space for your man to show up or
so
whatever.
I want to ask a question. I want to keep you because I think this is really, really beneficial for a lot of women.
I
listening,
agree.
And for men.
Yes.
I think this is really important for men to hear in relationships, or even if women are not in relationships, if they're single, in learning how to be happy with themselves. So not only do we have tickets to give away to your book launch with unbelievable people that are going to be
yes.
there tomorrow. I just am.
You have a whole panel
so
of people going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I want to hear
performances.
About this.
It's unbelievable. So we have tickets to give away to that event. And one final thing I want you to discuss is I feel there are so many women. This is something that makes me very emotional too, because I was there. Oh, gosh. There are so many women who feel like their soul is dead. Their soul is dead because they've taken care of so many other people their whole life. How do you get out of that? How do you get your soul back? So we want to talk more about that. And I'll stop crying. When we come back, it's 9:15 on WGN. Okay. Kathy and Frank show on WGN.
Great
I got
jam.
It together.
Yeah. I had a holder, I had a spooner between the break.
But it's, and thank you. It's, yes. It's that human contact. It's that touch that is so nice. But it's very emotional for me. And I think it's emotional not only for a lot of women, but for a lot of men.
Sure.
That life and our society and everything going on in the world, it's just overwhelming. And we're not filling our bucket. We're not filling our soul. We're not feeding our soul. And you get so caught up in the day-to-day life, especially if you're a busy mom and a working mom. You get so caught up. You feel selfish for wanting to take some time for yourself because there really is no time if you're a working mom. It's legit just insane. So your soul, like I had someone say, do energy work on me and say, your soul is dead. And I had someone else say, I see a barbed wire around your soul. And it's how I felt. And my life had just gotten just so insane. And I was not taking care of myself. So is there something tangible? And by the way, we're talking with Dr. Marina. And she is having an event tomorrow night that we're going to give tickets away to and give more information on in a bit. But
can guys go too?
Of course. Yeah.
I'm going.
I think that's going to be great. Is there something tangible, Dr. Marina, that women can take away if they're in that position and they need their soul filled, and men too, they need their soul filled?
I actually have a great technique for you guys, okay? It sounds kind of weird. This is like I always say Russian tough love, okay, that I teach. Okay, so one of the reasons why we feel like that, lethargic and kind of dead, is because we are not allowed to express our negative emotions. And we have a lot of resentment. Women, whoo, resentment is our next favorite thing. Because, you know, if you're angry, you are, again, judged by the society that you're crazy or whatever, right?
Biatch.
So So today, for men and women and whoever wants to do this, you take a pillow. You take a bat. You have a bat? If you don't have a bat, take
one at my back door.
All right. If you don't, take
and it ain't for baseball.
A frying pan with a really good handle and beat the heck out of the pillow, screaming, yelling, swearing. Swear words are great because they are perfect connection between your feeling without filter. Nobody should see you like that. Lock the door. Turn on the music.
Crazy neighbor.
Disclaimer, you're not beating anybody else, but you are going to feel so much release because all of that emotion, all of those layers of years and years. I had a client who did that thing. She was in my session for 2 hours, and I was telling her, you have shame. She's like, no, I don't. She did the pillow technique. She called me several days after, and she said, Marina, I remembered that I had an abortion. Do you understand?
Whoa.
We have so many layers of pain that we just don't express.
Trapped emotions.
And that is why your soul dies.
Repressed emotions.
Repressed
suppressed
emotions. Covered in all of that dirt that doesn't even belong anymore, doesn't make any sense anymore. But because you didn't process it, it's still covering that shine. So take the pillow and have fun with it.
All right.
Hey, Doc, I got a question. So you know, you come from Russia, obviously.
Yes.
Do you look at American women or other cultures and be like, they're not as strong as we are?
Because the Russians are the strongest.
I will break you.
Well, of course, it's obvious that the Russians are just very strong. No, I just think that, you know, because you grew up in a country where you are in a constant sense of like danger in a way. I mean, you know, people really live right now. You know, and they really rely a lot on the relationship together. Mm-hmm. And we build real relationship. We have time for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think in that sense, that's what makes us very strong, because we really do have that communication with each other. And we humans, we really need that. We crave that. And I think that's the problem here often, that, you know, we don't have time. You know, we're comfortable sometimes. Too comfortable.
But it's always like, to me, even the male Russian friends I have, like, there's a certain toughness
that is an underlying toughness, you know,
that they have to be tough.
Surviving.
It's a stereotype. It's a survival.
It's a survival.
It's pretty damn authentic. It's not an act.
It's not.
Like, I will go and grind it out and, like, you know, like, where other, you know, like, more, like, passive Americans would be like, oh, maybe I'll hire somebody to do that, you know. Like, that's just the vibe I get.
Okay.
You know?
Just the way they grew up and the mentality.
We grew up like that. You know, we didn't have access to anything. I sewed and knit my own stuff. I know how to use a hammer. I know how to do lots of things that a guy knows how to. I know how to shoot. I know how to throw knives. I mean, you just gotta, you know, those skills,
right.
You kind of.
Yeah.
You don't kind mess of, with her. Don't. All right.
You kind of gotta learn certain things too, you know?
No way. And I do want to address Brian. I see a text from Brian. Why do you think working dads are not the same? Never said that. Brian, absolutely. Working dads, stay-at-home dads, exact same way. And if you're living the kind of life where you're not filling your bucket and filling your soul, then put yourself first. It's time people start putting themselves first and not feel guilty.
A little bit of selfishness is a good thing.
And you need it. If you're in a position where you feel like your soul is dead and you're not happy, then you have to put yourself first.
Yeah. And I think we should just take this conversation beyond the physical realm, like where sex, gender, whatever. We are souls. That's why the book has the word soul. And as a soul, it doesn't matter if you're a dad, mom, whatever gender you are, whatever sexual orientation you are something higher than that.
Male,
right?
Female, married,
male, female,
single.
It doesn't matter, right? There is something bigger than all of that.
A human
and
being.
That needs expression, and that's why we want to move from lethargic to ravenous living.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bring it on. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your event tomorrow night. We're going to give away tickets.
Very excited. Tomorrow, so again, my event is supposed to be a book launch, but I don't want to do it the original, you know, like usual book launch. It's not about, my book is an umbrella for the conversation, for all of this exciting people who found their G-spot of their soul. And it looks in different ways. You know, somebody has a more calm way about it. Somebody has a raw way about it. Right. So there are going to be lots of different speakers from different walks of life. They are going to do a TEDx type of speeches.
That's neat.
Short.
Are you broadcasting?
Sweet.
So you're going to like throw this on the web somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, video guys. We're going to do probably live. But I just want to encourage people to come because there's no substitute for the energy that's going to be created.
The only reason I say this is because we have people listening all over the country right now and who probably would love to see this if there's a Facebook live
feed. Yes, Facebook. They should go to my Facebook and it's going to be definitely broadcasted. Dr. Marina Costina, you find me, connect with me and you can see it.
Excellent.
So we do that. And there's going to be performances. There will be also conscious networking because I believe in connecting people and sharing my beautiful resources, which are people, you know. So
such a diverse group of people that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
For networking.
Yes.
And just, it's going to be like a massive group hug.
And transformational.
And
where's the location? What?
3450 West Lake Street. It's the lab on Lake. It's right across from the conservatory. And Green Line is right there. Parking is free. Street parking available. No
Great.
Problem. So, yeah, you get a signed copy of my book. We're going to have amazing healthy snacks by local chefs.
Oh, great.
Yes, we have a great mixologist on you know, on the premise.
So. Is there an admission that somebody has to pay to come in?
The ticket is $25, which includes all of that.
Oh, that's cheap.
Great.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to make it very accessible. Yeah, absolutely.
For all that you get
just,
to
you
this.
Know, to cover the cost of the book. And but other than that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome.
And where can people get a copy of the book?
Yeah, they are going to come to the event and they're going to get it.
If they can't come to the event.
They can find it on Amazon. It's already available.
Great.
Yeah, find the G-spot of your soul.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
So let's give away two pair of tickets. We'll take callers 10 and 11 at 312-981-7200. If you can go tomorrow night, again, it's Lab on the Lake, right across from Garfield Conservatory, right?
Yes, Garfield Conservatory.
Okay, from 5:30 to 8:30 tomorrow. If you can go, again, we'll take callers 10 and 11 at 312-981-7200. Dr. Marina Costina, you've been fabulous, and I think we might have you back.
Definitely.
Oh, thank
have you.
Thank
back.
You so much.
I think
much.
There's some topics we have yet to cover here that
absolutely
that we talked about during the break. So, calls are coming in, so we'll get those tickets to those folks. We're going to take a quick break and do a little news and come back
Great.
And have some more fun.
We'll be back on WGN.